Hey guys, and welcome back to Culture Boys, a show where two guys just want to have a chat. I'm Nathan, and as always, I'm joined by Pepe, and this week, we continue down the racing line.
Yeah, it's MF Ghost time, baby!
Yeah, boy!
Yes, yeah. So if you watched our last episode, we did a little bit of a discussion on Initial D, and now we're doing the... like a sequel spin-off series?
Sequel series,
because it's after, yeah. Yeah, MF Ghost. Which is created by the same guy, correct?
Yes, exact same mangaka. I'm just glad that it's got an anime because, I mean, you know, racing manga, you know, it's not always a thing. And you don't always hear about racing anime.
Mm-hmm. No, that's... so true. And if it is racing anime, it's usually like, I feel like a lot of racing anime kind of comes from like it feels like a classic kind of thing. You don't see many racing anime these days. It feels like a very big thing in like the 80s or like the 90s, arguably, like something around that kind of period. But these days you don't see a lot of it. And MF Ghost, the anime came out in 2023. So this is a really recent anime.
Yeah, it's just good to have it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like...
it's I mean, if you listen to the previous episode, you heard us gush a shit ton about Initial D, Nathan especially, you know, like
he
also would probably would have heard that I actually really enjoyed Initial D, had very low expectations from it, but came through. I even watched a bit more today.
Oh, nice.
Little behind the scenes in terms of MF Ghost, I started watching it probably like a few days ago.
Okay.
I watched three four episodes. And I was like, this is quite good. And then had a bit of free time this afternoon. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put on a few more ahead of this episode. Let me just watch a few before this happens. And end up finishing the series. Only 13 episodes in season one. End up finishing it because freaking good. Good series.
Nice. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Yeah. Pepe is finally understanding me better.
Absolutely. It's one of those ones where like... I've known Nathan for a while. I know he's gushed about like this whole like the Initial D MF Ghost thing. And it's always been at the back of my mind, like, oh, okay, yes, Nathan's thing, you know. Like, I don't know if I'll get into it, or I've never been like, I never really felt that I needed to.
Yeah.
So getting into this now, these kind of animes, it's like kind of like, oh, okay. It's something that I didn't expect myself to be enjoying as much as I did. I mean, in the nicest way as well.
Well, because it's like, from my point of view, it's hard when you know what your friend likes, right?
Mm.
So I could recommend this to you being like, yo, it is sick. You'll like it. But it's hard to get past the fact that it's like, you're not a car guy.
Yeah.
And then to be like, hey, go watch this thing about racing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Where they talk about cars. Because you're going to like immediately turn around and be like, no, I'm all right. I don't think I'll get it.
I'm going to be honest, Nathan, if we weren't doing this podcast and you told me, oh, you should watch Initial D, more likely not, I'd be like, yeah, maybe. I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
This is the funny thing. This is what is great about us doing this. And I'd go gush about the podcast a little bit as well. I would never be in this position to actually watch this kind of thing unless we're like, oh, okay, let's do an episode about it. And now I'm here like, I want to get more into the series. And I'm going to skip ahead of ourselves because I know we've got to do the intro to the series and stuff like that. Give a recap.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this now before we jump into it. There's 13 episodes in this. And I found myself being like, literally end of the episode today, I was like, God's sake, I'm annoyed that there's not more. So before we preface that, Nathan, I reckon let's jump into the intro of MF Ghost. Let's have that rundown.
Yes. So, as we said before, exact same mangaka as Initial D. This is the sequel series. So, created by Shuichi Shigeno, published in Kodansha September 4th, 2017 to present. Still ongoing. As Pepe said, it aired in 2023, so it's fairly new. And here is the MF Ghost wiki breakdown. In the year 2X, self-driving cars has replaced internal combustion cars for everyday use. An organization named MFG, formed by the mysterious Ryo Takahashi, organizes sanctioned street races for cars of any power. Hailing from the United Kingdom, a half-Japanese, half-British individual named Kanata Rivington participates in the fourth year of MFG competitions under the name Kanata Katagiri, driving a unique Toyota 86 GT passed down by a former contestant. He came to Japan with one goal in mind, to search for his lost father.
Thank you, MF Ghost Wiki.
Yee.
But yeah, like, this is one thing as well, because going into MF Ghost, I had some, like, this is one thing. Going into Initial D, I had no expectations whatsoever. I knew very little about it.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, cool, going into this blind. MF Ghost, I went into it knowing about 18 episodes worth of Initial D. Knew, obviously, Takumi, a bunch of other characters. But again, like, that's only 18 episodes into Initial D. So I even said to Nathan at one point, I think I might have said in the previous episode, I was like, do I need to watch the whole of Initial D to get MF Ghost? And you even told me that it's good to have that reference there, but it's not essential.
It really isn't. And like, now you've seen it, you understand what I mean.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
They will drop names.
Yeah.
And if you're a fan, you'll be like, he said the name. I know that guy. I know. But like, otherwise, it's like, you're just kind of like, yeah, okay, cool, whatever. That's supposed to be an important person.
Yeah.
But you don't need to know Initial D to get into MF Ghost. Like, so much time has passed that basically they're just like, people in the know are like, oh, these legendary street racers. Everyone else is just like, who?
it's so far gone. It's because like every character that was a main character in Initial D is pretty much in their like 40s at this point.
Yeah.
Or like they've got their own business, or like they're doing whatever.
Yeah. It's been like 2 decades yeah. since then. Like, they were all like, what, 16, 17, maybe yeah. like early 20s. Now, like Pepe said, they're like late 30s, 40s, yeah. maybe more. And it's like, now they're the, like, they were the young guys coming in, like, hot shit. Now they're the old boys who are like running the stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not important to know them, really.
And, like, if you watched MF Ghost, you find out that Kanata is actually Takumi's student.
Protégé.
Yeah, protégé, yeah. It's like, basically, Takumi taught Kanata. So everyone's like, oh my god, I haven't seen that move since like,
pretty Takumi much.
Did it. And it's like, whoa, what? That's incredible. I haven't seen that move. And it's like, ah, okay, it all kind of clicks because they, again, they drop those names here and there. And
yeah.
It's like watching Dragon Ball Z when you haven't watched Dragon Ball at this point.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, okay, there's his name brought up and I'm like, okay, don't know who that is, but that's fine. It's not essential to the plot. That's what's so great about it. This is the one thing as well, because it still keeps those Initial D like themes as well. Obviously it would, since it's the sequel.
Yeah.
But like, it isn't too far removed from that series. There's some things which I found a little bit like, oh, it doesn't feel like it has that Initial D vibe to it, but it's a completely different situation, you know what I mean? Because MF Ghost feels like it's in a lot more professional environment. You know what I mean?
They definitely is, yeah.
Yeah.
These are sanctioned street races, like the yeah, breakdown says. Yeah. So, like, these are official, like, races. So, you know, because it's a set course and they're on, like, I mean, it is still the streets, but, like, they're not so much like before in Initial D where it's like, oh, Takumi does the downhill toge, mm-hmm. Keisuke does the uphill. It's now like, no, you're doing one whole circuit. So, like, the vibe has changed slightly.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the one thing, because obviously Initial D was, hey, here's a bunch of dudes racing on the street, and it's like, oh, it felt more underground with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it, like, there weren't as many rules. Obviously, you have stuff like, was it the gum tape death match or whatever the fuck it was? And it was like, okay, yeah, that's clearly something which is unsafe, which wouldn't go down in MF Ghost. So in some ways, I was watching it like, oh, it doesn't feel like it has the same thing, like the same spark as Initial D. However, that's because of the setting itself. And over time, those things are, it's like, oh, I'm not too sure on it. Became like, okay, actually, no, this is actually a solid story. And you can see why it's moved in the way it is. Because you don't want a second Initial D. You want something which is following up from it, but is actually different enough that you're not getting that same content. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This isn't like, oh, here's Takumi's son, who's like also doing underground street races. Like, it doesn't feel like that. You know what I mean? Because you're not getting a Boruto. You're not getting that.
I was about to say, it's not Boruto. Yeah.
And this is one thing, like, I know some people love Boruto, and obviously it's riding off the back of extremely popular series.
Yeah, Boruto's dad.
Yeah, literally. Boruto's dad, Shippuden. But, like, it's just one of those ones that it doesn't feel like, oh, you need to have that context, which, again, I'm repeating myself here, but it doesn't feel like you need to have that. And it does it really well. And obviously, having watched Initial D from when was that anime? When was Initial D? It was 90s, weren't it? Like mid-90s? Late 90s?
98.
So late 90s, right? So obviously, 20 years down the line, animation is really good in it. But you know what I mean in the terms of animation's really good, but it doesn't feel too far removed from what Initial D was giving back then. I don't know if you feel the same, Nathan.
Well, it's because it's the art style. Obviously, it's the same mangaka, so the art style is just more refined. But it's still the same art style. Like,
yes.
Even when I was reading the manga, the characters looked more refined than Initial D did, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But the cars, everything was still the same hyper detailed.
Yeah.
It does just feel like the natural evolution of things.
Mm.
And I think that's like the best way to describe MF Ghost from Initial D is like everything is the natural evolution of what it was. It's still like racing and it's still important to talk about the technique and stuff. But now it's like in a world where like it's basically gone self-driving electric cars, it's basically kind of almost trying to predict our future. In a way.
Yeah. What this feels like as well is all the cars they're listing in MF Ghost. I'm like, oh, I kind of actually know these weird enough more than I know the Initial D ones.
It's because like they say in the anime, it's like the rich man sport. So now you're... Now you're getting your hypercars and stuff. Yeah. So now it's the cars Pepe knows from playing like Forza and stuff.
Literally.
The cars you would be driving in that, whereas like Initial D was the kind of stuff that like I would know from playing like Need for Speed or something. You know, like it's the JDM hero cars. Now we're talking like modern hypercars.
Yeah. It's a weird step in the fact that I still don't know nothing about what the fuck they're talking about, but it's still like, I recognize that he's driving a Mercedes.
Yeah, now you're like, oh, there's an AMG.
Well, the characters is like, oh man, you're driving a Ferrari. That's so flashy. And it's like, yeah, I'm not dedicated to the Ferraris, but it does the job. And it's like, oh, okay. At least I know that.
Oh yeah. Cause that was the two guys, the guy in the Ferrari and the guy in the Lamborghini like fighting it out like
yeah it's the guy in the Lambo, yeah.
Oh, my prancing bull will take down this prancing horse. And it's like, okay, I know like Lambos and, you know, Lamborghini and Ferrari got beef, but like, really?
It's the funny thing is about like the guy driving the Lambo is like, oh yeah, he's driving a fancy Ferrari. And like, bro, look at yourself. You're driving the fucking Lambo. You're in no position to talk right now.
Yeah, right? You're driving the direct competitor brand. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? You're not Kaneta in the frigging Toyota 8 GT86. Like, no. You're not in the modern 86, you fucking...
I do love the callback to the 86 as well. Like, of course, they had to do that kind of link there. I do like that. I do appreciate that.
I love all the Easter eggs thrown in. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the episode where they're like, it's like he's doing the runs from the test footage.
Mm.
And everyone's like, who's the driver? And they like, just to prove it's like moved on in the world. Like, they're like, oh yeah, what's that car called again? It's a something something 7. And I'm like sitting here going, that's Keisuke's RX-7 FD, bruh.
Get it right, dickheads.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fucking fake anime people fans. Like,
calling the people in the anime. They don't know what they're talking about, goddammit.
But like, you know, it's Easter eggs like that, where it's like, yeah. Oh, you know, it's Keisuke's FD is the one setting the lap times. Ryo Takahashi or Ryosuke Takahashi is, you know, he's the one who organizes it all. And like the whole Initial D or the Project D team are the ones running the show at the moment.
Yeah.
So when a name comes up, it's like, you know, I might not remember all the players, but sometimes it's like, hey, yo, is that guy and that guy.
Yeah. Because I didn't realize that when they're doing that, it's not the preliminary one, it's the actual first round of that race, isn't it? I can't remember all the names of the race and stuff. But they've got a commentator there, and then there's a guy sitting in with the commentator.
Yeah.
Can't remember what his name is.
Ah, forgot his name too, but he's the guy, Ken's son.
Yeah.
The pro racer who lost to Bunta.
Oh.
his son, who then took on Takumi.
Okay, so this is one thing as well. So I hadn't reached that point yet.
Oh yeah, you haven't even seen that bit yet.
Obviously, they're making references and he's like saying, oh, he's using Takumi's moves. And it's like, it makes sense. He's Takumi's student. And you're like, okay, I'm that sat there like, I don't know who the fuck this guy is, but clearly he's relevant. I thought it was just a dude, right? I'm just there like, oh, this is some random dude that's like, oh, like a high up. Like,
yeah, no. I think in Initial D, you're like, 3-4 races away from seeing him.
Really? Okay, not too far away at all then.
Yeah, he's coming up. He's coming up.
Wow, okay, really close. But this is the one thing. When you see a middle-aged man in a suit, it could be an either way thing for me now, because it could just be a random as fuck dude who's just like, I'm a high-up official of this thing. And then there's like, and it's like, oh, there's a man in a suit who is actually relevant in Initial D. So
that's true.
I'm playing, like, trying to guess who this person is. At this point, I'm like, okay, so I found that out. And then I read it a little bit into it on the MF Ghost Initial D wiki, which is a dangerous game to play, because
yes,
I read the first line and then I was like, okay, I don't need to read anymore. I just know that this guy's there. So I didn't run it, because again, as we said from the last episode, if you listened that sounds so sassy.
That's so
passive
aggressive.
if you heard our last episode, I said I wasn't sure if I was going to continue with Initial D. This is one thing that it was, because I really enjoyed watching the 19 episodes, but I knew I had to watch MF Ghost next, so I wasn't sure if I was going to go back to it.
Yeah,
but at this point I'm now like, okay, cool, I want to go back and finish Initial D now, because I've enjoyed MF Ghost so much. Which is why I looked at this guy's wiki, and I was like, I don't want to read any more apart from that. I just know that he was in Initial D now. That's all I needed to know. I didn't know anything about his backstory, so that's that anyway. But then, what was our original point? Was saying, yeah, it's like trying to second guess which characters are actually relevant.
I mean, like, the easiest way to know which ones...
Yeah.
Typically, it's like the old boys who have like full names, like their full name gets dropped, you're like, right, they're from Initial D.
Yeah,
because it's like, you know, for example, I was, before we were started recording, like just to run down some character names with Pepe, and it was like, oh yeah, Ogre, I don't know the dude's, if that's his first name or his surname.
Yeah,
but he's the mechanic and I just know Ogre, that's it.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact he's not in Initial D.
Yeah.
But as an example, Ogre versus Ryo Takahashi.
Yeah. So they do give Ogre a full name. But obviously he's a main character. He needs a full name regardless, don't he?
He's got a full name, but they rarely say his full name.
But this is an example as well. This is like, again, because I got into this and like, he's like, oh, like obviously Kanata goes to Japan.
Yeah.
And he's basically hooked up, like, oh yeah, go to this garage and this guy will hook you up. And I was like, do I know this person? Am I supposed to know this person? Like, I was thinking, is this like Takumi's friend from Initial D? Because they kind of have that similar kind of like vibe about him a little bit. But
you know what I would have loved is exactly that.
Yeah.
What you were just saying then. If it wasn't Ogre, but it was Itsuki. Like, because Ogre even says, like, oh, this is the car I used when I raced in MF Ghost. I didn't make it very far.
Yeah.
If that was Itsuki, like, he just never really grew out and he was still not an amazing racer, but he was like, oh, I just work on cars now. Like, wouldn't that be cool?
I guess that the only problem with that is that Itsuki is very much like a dumbass. Initial D.
Yeah.
And it has to be like, what the fuck was his character development that he went from one, being a bit of a dumbass, to two, racing in MF Ghost for one, and then also knowing so much about cars to be like, oh yeah, you need to do this and I'll get you sorted here. I mean, it's plausible.
He knew a lot about cars though. He just didn't, you never saw him work on his car.
And with Ogre as well, he does get to a certain point, he's like, whoa, like, Kanata's doing this stuff, how's he doing it? So it is plausible. It is kind of plausible.
Yeah.
It could work, but maybe like, again, you don't need to follow Initial D to watch this, and maybe, I think it's probably better that it isn't.
Yeah, because it'd be too on the nose.
It would be, wouldn't it? It would make so much sense for it to happen, but it's like, nah, okay. They've done the right thing here.
Maybe it should have been Shinji. No one remembers Shinji. I'm looking at Pepe's face right now. He doesn't even remember Shinji, so it's perfect, see?
Shinji again, remind me.
You know the third guy, the other Akina?
Fucking Shinji!
Yeah, see? The guy who just, you never know what he does. Yeah. He just turns up to chat with him at the petrol station.
Yeah.
It could have been Shinji.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't remember him anyway.
Wait, was it Kenji or was it Shinji? Well, his name was Kenji.
I thought... Oh, yeah, it's Kenji.
Yeah, there we go. Kid. Yeah, fucking initial D fan.
See, even I forgot.
You don't know. You don't know Kenji, brother.
I don't need to know him. He doesn't do
anything. It's such a niche thing to remember as well. No one remembers. I guess because I'm so early into it that it's like, okay, cool.
But that's what I'm saying. See, you could take one of those, like, other characters.
Yeah, it's so true. Fucking...
It could have been a mechanic. I'm not saying, you know, make it Ikatani. Like,
I mean, this is one thing as well, because even you said that, like, with like Itsuki, Ikatani, Kenji, like, they're quite irrelevant in Initial D as it is in terms of races.
Yeah.
Like, where would they even fit into MF Ghost? You got a lot of the, is it the Takahashi brothers?
Yeah.
It makes sense for them to fit in because they were always like rivals. Like, correct me if I'm wrong here, Nathan, as well, because again, 19 episodes in. Like,
no, they are rivals, but.
Like, it makes sense for them to appear.
Yeah, I guess the three knuckleheads of the Peanut Gallery would just end up continuing to be Peanut Gallery. They would just end up being like punters that are like, oh, you know, oh, man, oh, these kids nowadays, I remember when we was on the toge.
Because what could they, what, like, realistically, even if they were watching, like, because this is one thing with those older characters that come back in MF Ghost, what valuable, like, input could they have in MF Ghost, you know what I mean? Like, because in even in Initial D, they're like, whoa, I can't believe Takumi's doing this. And it was like, MF Ghost feels like an evolved version of this, so, like, what? Where could they even fit in? You know what I mean? Apart from being one of those random characters in the bar that's watching the TV, being like, "Whoa!" Because that cuts. They did cut that away quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
the only way I think they could fit in, and I don't know because I'm not up to date on the manga. I haven't read a manga in a long time.
Yeah.
But if for whatever reason, let's say Kanata's struggling, he needs context or whatever for the why Takumi told him certain things.
Yeah.
Then I could see him coming back and being like, oh, did you know that his old best friend or his old race team from back in the day there, they live over there? And he's like, cool, I'll get the train over and I'll go and have a chat.
Yeah.
And find out why my master or my sensei is just so cryptic and weird. And then they'll be like, oh, he's a knucklehead.
That's the one thing, because all the best they could do is be guest roles in that, like, again, like, have that one episode appearance where it's like, oh, is that dude? And then it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's the closest, I think that's the most you'll probably ever get from it. But, like, this is the one thing I loved about MF Ghost as well. Again, had my reservations at the start, but got more into it, is that Initial D kind of went for the story of the week episode thing. I don't know if you'd agree with me here, Nathan, but it was kind of like, episode, like, here's the episode dedicated to this thing. Oh, or it might be two episodes. In fact, oh, like, Takumi's friend gets beat down, and then Takumi races, and it's like, oh, okay, cool. Maybe, like, two episodes. But the thing is, what MF Ghost does really well, it goes straight into the action with it, and it feels that you're going straight into a story arc, like, and you get that, like, oh yeah,
plus there's like the two overarching stories in itself, whereas like Initial D didn't feel like it had that overarching story, you know?
Yeah,
because like, yeah, there's like the slice of life overarching story of it all, of Kanata is trying to find his dad,
yeah,
and trying to learn more about his like heritage and like parents.
Mm.
And then there's like the overarching story of like competing in MF Ghost.
Yes.
And all of the like races and everything to do with MFG itself. So yeah, I see what you mean there. It's definitely like a different thing.
It's two different ways of telling a story, I guess, because obviously with Takumi as well, he's a very different character to think. Because obviously when you first meet Takumi, he again has no interest in racing at all. And it's all about his story about what is Takumi's limit. At that point, it's like what we discussed before.
Yeah.
Whereas he doesn't really have an end goal. He just knows that he likes driving. And again, 19 episodes, like it probably may go somewhere where he has a long-term goal. But when you first start out this series, you're like, oh, he has no goal. He's just racing against people, and that's it.
Well, I feel like MF Ghost, you find out what his end goal was.
I kind of glazed over it a little bit. So I kind of actually forgotten what Takumi's thing was. I know, obviously, he was successful. And he is a huge name in here, but
he's called the Tragic Rallyist.
Yes.
Because he got into rally driving, was pretty good, and then on a test drive had an accident and had to retire.
So is that in initial D? I don't know, I'm asking for spoilers right now.
No, that's basically in MF Go. So like...
Okay, yeah, yeah.
They just sort of break it down because like initial D, again, is still just him progressing.
Yeah.
So you don't really know.
Okay, yeah.
But like MF Go's like basically gives you a definitive answer of like, does he keep doing stuff or what? And it's like, kind of, he did and then he couldn't, so he doesn't, but he does.
And he was in rehab and then it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, because he has like a really bad accident and then he goes to hospital, he quits, but he's now teaching at some British racing school.
Yeah. So you know exactly what he's in now. Again, like with, Kanata, you have a clear end goal or like a clear goal from the moment you see him in that first episode. You know that he has a passion for driving.
Yes.
And like he obviously has that dad storyline, but like it all feels connected. And that's what I think, maybe it's a progression thing in terms of, again, very different characters, a very different way of telling a story compared to Initial D. And it is an engaging story as well. This is one thing with it. Like, again, I wasn't sure if I was going to go into MF Ghost enjoying it as much, especially, again, the first episode had my reservations. But again, as I said at the start of the episode as well, I got to episode 13, episode finished, and I was like, for fuck's sake, is it really going to end there? Is it really going to...
I know, right?
I found myself Googling and seeing when's the next season out. And it said at the end of episode 13, it's like, oh, it's coming in 2024. And I was like, we're in 2024 right now. Is it coming soon? And I look on Google. It's like, there's no definitive answer. I'm like, fuck's sake. It's one of those ones where like, where Initial D, I was unsure if I was going to continue. MF Ghost, 100%, I'm going to keep up with this anime easily.
See, I feel like it's because... with MF Ghost, it's a little closer to what you know as well. Like,
yeah.
If you went from like comparing racing games,
yeah.
Initial D is like your more arcadey racing game, you know, because drifting and like it's a little more like cool and fantastical. Whereas like MF Ghost is closer to your like Forzas, your sort of like simulation, like grip racing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, I feel like for you as well, there's also that just that little bit of extra knowledge of comfort.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You don't really need to understand everything because you're like, oh, I know what's going on because I've done this in a game, or like I understand it a little better than if they're like inertia drift and you're like, the fuck.
Yeah, absolutely. It's and again, I think it's also due to the fact that 13 episodes is really manageable, and it only being one season is like, I can finish that and now I'm ready for a next one. And it's like, you actively know that episodes are coming out as well, so it's like right now I'm up to date on the MF Ghost anime, which is an insane thing to think of. When we said we're going to plan these episodes, never did I expect I'd be like, I'm up to date on it. And I'd never thought I'd be like, I'm ready for next season as well. Like right now, I've got a new season, which I'm like a new anime, which I'm 100% ready to keep watching.
Dude, that's awesome. That's so like, it's so awesome for me to hear that.
Yeah.
I got a really random question for you.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm assuming you watch the dub.
Yes, yeah.
Even knowing he's half British.
Oh, for fuck's sake, yeah.
Did you expect him to sound that posh? Or were you expecting him to sound like closer to us?
I don't know. I definitely didn't expect him to sound like us. Let's put it that way. The thing is with anime, they can go two ways with it in the dub, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can say, oh, he's from England, but he just has an American accent anyway.
I was half expecting that.
That's what I was expecting. But I ended up being like, oh, he's coming in like, hello, my name is Takumi. Yes, hello.
It's like, I'm Kanata. Yeah. I'm Kanata Katagiri. Oh, Kanata Rivington. It's a nice...
Rivington. Fucking Rivington is like...
I know. Like, could you pick a more like stereotypical sounding like old English?
Especially since his mum's name Catherine as well, and it's like, okay, cool, yep. Catherine Rivington, is it? Fantastic, brilliant.
Well, that's the thing, like I wasn't expecting him to sound like that.
Yeah,
I don't know what I don't know, maybe a little closer to us, but they make it sound like he went to some well-to-do British racing school. So
it's one of those ones where like in, and again, like sometimes they'll go really stereotypical with the accents as well, and it's like Michael as well. Michael, okay, Nathan
Beckenbauer.
See, this is one thing, Nathan knows the second name, I know the first name. So yeah, we team up and be like, oh, Michael Beckenbauer, there we go. We like, we help each other out with that. But he is very stereotypically German. Or like, yeah. Is he Dutch? German?
He's German.
German, yeah. And he's like...
I hate MFG. There's no one good here.
Yeah, and he literally sounds...
You don't deserve to drive to GT3 RS.
It feels like we're taking a proper step back in terms of, oh, like the Germans are the villains. And it feels like
yeah. we've
gone in directly into it. It's like, yeah, I do not like MF Ghost. Oh, like, just MFG.
It's like, but it's really funny, though, because yeah. like everybody's like... The new upstart, Michael Beckenbauer, he's amazing. And he's like, I fucking hate it here.
Man is just like, oh, fuck this shit.
Yeah, literally, he keeps saying, once I'm done here, once I win, I'm going back to Germany.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my God, he's so amazing. Yeah, I can't believe Michael Beckenbauer. And he's like, fuck off. I'm going home. You suck.
Yeah. It's like the one, and like at times I'm just waiting for Konata to just show up and be like, get one step ahead of him in some way. Even though he's a rookie, you kind of want it to be like, hey, there you go, here's the challenge to you. But right now Michael Beckenbauer's number one, untouchable, what it feels like.
They say rookie and then they go and spill his entire racing history, and it's like, he's far from a rookie.
Exactly, it's so true.
Like, go-kart champion, F4 champion, all before he's like 16 years old, by the way. He's like...
trained in a racing academy, was as the student of fucking Takumi.
Takumi Fujiwara, like wins multiple championships of different racing series, and then is like, oh, the rookie of MFG, the rookie this year. And it's like, no, he's probably got more experience than most of the people in MFG combined.
But yeah, Dub is like, oh, I didn't realize we're going stereotypical JRPG with it, basically. JRPG Dub.
Okay, talking of the dub as well.
Yeah, yeah.
The only other voice that really threw me off, why does Ogre have like a New York accent? Did you do the casting? Did you do the casting? Because why else is there a fucking New Yorker in there?
Did I call some guy Frank Odie as well?
Yes. He's from New York. That's why I'm saying, is it you're doing? Yeah. Because why is there a freaking random New York accent in Japan, of all places?
I guess they just needed to like put some variety in there because they got a whole range of different accents, apparently. And it did throw me off a little bit, but I think it's because he's a proper like garage guy. I guess it's like kind of like a...
But I mean, like, he's born and raised in Japan. Where would he have picked up this accent?
Again, like in the Japanese dub, he probably sounds... maybe like I can't even imagine. I don't know what he sounds like in the Japanese dub. Yeah,
I don't even know. I honestly, I'd imagine he sounds he's probably got some like smoker voice.
Yes, yeah, it's one of those characters as well, like he's not gonna have like a stern voice either. He's gonna be like kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, it might be a little like, maybe not smoker, maybe he's like a slightly more high-pitched shrill voice.
Yeah, high pitch, but like kind of like still as that like kind of
like a Roshi type.
Yeah, but has that uncle vibe about him, you know what I mean? Like kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting choice. I do agree with you.
It just doesn't help because it's the two main characters essentially, right?
Yeah.
The racer and his mechanic are the two voices that throw me off the most. I mean, Kanata is just because I'm like, it's, for one, it's very strange as a Brit to hear another British accent in your anime, because it just doesn't typically happen.
Stereotypical British accent as well, bear in mind. It's not,
I mean, yeah.
Definitely doesn't sound like us, let's put it that way.
I will admit, I prefer him to sound prim and proper.
Yeah.
Rather than like, they go the opposite and he's, all of a sudden he's Cockney and he's like, oh, you are, I'm kind of a Rivington and I'm here to drive me 86.
In fairness, with a surname like Rivington, if he was going to speak, he would speak like that, wouldn't he? It makes sense that, yeah, with a mum called Catherine Rivington, and he's also Rivington, he's not going to be like, right, bruv, what are you saying, yeah?
Oh, you are, mate, I'm kind of a Romanian dwarf in MFG.
Imagine if Kanata was just like a road man.
You what, mate? You what, fam? Man's here to drive, innit?
What's man saying, yeah?
Yeah. Man's from ends, innit?
Yeah, you drive the M6, you know?
This waste man, innit?
Yeah. But, waste man, you know?
Is... Some waste man in a Porsche, innit? Get out of here, fam. Say something.
Need some peng Japanese sweets, you know?
We need to stop.
Oh, you got that this beef bowl. Yeah, we do need to stop. This is just getting like pretty, What did you think of it as someone like that has obviously read the MF Ghost manga? Like, is there anything that you were like kind of expecting a bit more, like that caught you off guard, apart from the voices, obviously? But like, does it feel anything is different than what you imagined with this series?
It pretty, from what I remember at least, mm-hmm. It's been a while since I read the manga. It's pretty like loyal mm-hmm. to what it is. One thing I did carry over from the initial anime that I was expecting that you don't get so much, it's not so much Eurobeat anymore. And I kind of miss it.
You don't. You get sprinkled in here and there. Like, there's the little bits, but it's nowhere near as much.
It's so few and far between that it's just kind of like, I get it. Again, like Pepe said, you're trying to, it's a successor, but you want to separate it so that it doesn't feel too reminiscent of the other thing.
Yeah.
But you know when you're just like, but that's what made Initial D anime.
Yeah.
Is the Eurobeat, right? Some cheesy, like, club music.
Yeah.
Whilst he's driving and doing something cool. I understand. In MF Ghost, there's big chunks where he's making up time and he's driving by himself. So he may be not doing cool stuff all the time. Mm. But I just miss my Eurobeat.
I tell you what it is. It feels a lot more subtle. Because I think it is still there and maybe not as prominent. But it doesn't feel like it's in your face. It doesn't feel like there's like a lot of lyrics with it either. So when they do Eurobeat.
Yeah, it's mostly the instrumental, isn't it?
And I guess, like we said as well, it kind of matches the tone of how they want it to be compared to Initial D, because they scale back on the references a lot in this, not in terms of music, but in terms of characters. And arguably, they've done that the same level with the Eurobeat, I think. Like, they've done it where it's like kind of, it's scaled back, but it's still present, but not as present as it was in Initial D, and it follows that, I guess.
I suppose it also follows the vibe of MF Ghost, where, like, again, in Initial D, it's a lot of head-to-head, like, one-on-one battles. So the Eurobeat is, like, there's a lot of cool stuff happening because it's, like, oh, they're doing this technique, and it's, like, oh, he's pushing him to the edge. Whereas, again, in MF Ghost, it's, like, oh, depends on your lap times, your finish times, this. There's so many factors that it's, like, oh, okay, now number 14 is taken off. In the next 30 seconds, couple minutes, or whatever, number 15 going to take off. There's like enough time in between that it's like, yeah, I suppose you would just save it until Kanata's doing something actually cool, because most of the time he is just like, I'm driving along at a decent pace, and then it's like, oh, Ogre, give me some info real quick. Okay, cool, now I'm gonna do a cool thing, and then it like kicks in and you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
but like a lot of the time it is just Kanata sort of like calculating when he can do something cool, mm-hmm. whereas Initial D was just like Takumi basically doing something cool.
Yeah, like being that silent like protagonist where he's like, everyone's underestimating him basically. Yeah. Where this is like, whoa, Kanata's got like, he's all eyes are on him basically. He's already making moves and like everyone's like, oh, the superstar rookie. Whereas Takumi is like, who the fuck's this kid? who's this guy that's just like doing it? It's like, it's again, very different vibe, which I do appreciate as well. I think everything's done for a reason in this, and I think it's done well, like how following up from Initial definitely.
Yeah,
one thing I wanted to note as well is character designs in this, right? This is why I had to ask you before, like, if this was the same person. That I'd understand that designs and a style of a manga does change over time a lot. You can see it from all sorts of examples. Like 20 years, your art style will change, right? But like, it really caught me off guard at how different some of the characters look now compared to what they look like in Initial D. I don't know if you felt that at all.
Oh, it definitely does. Like, again, even reading the manga, you're like, I can see that it's the same mangaka. Yeah. And like, I can see similarities in design, but again, as time goes on, like, although I did just double check and Initial D ended in 2013 and this started in 2017, so there's only 4 years.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, all those years drawing people,
yeah,
you probably do refine it a little, like,
oh yeah.
But I think it's also because now animators are like on a whole nother level. So, like, the animators doing MF Ghost, like, probably added their own flair and touch, and, like, everything's just, like, so clean, you know? Like,
yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can definitely say, like, 100% with the animation, you can tell, like, wow, it's great. And, like you said, the designs look a lot
cleaner.
One thing though, is I know we only see the back of his head, but Takumi's model, I don't know if you paid much attention to it, but he looks nothing like he does in Initial D. again, in this role, Kanata's taller than him. And it's one of those ones where I was just like, this is, it just doesn't look like him. This could be any kind of, if he didn't have his name on the back of his like jumpsuit, you would never be able to tell it's him. Never.
But that's because Kanata is half British, so he's got taller genetic.
But that, it made Takumi look like a, you know.
Takumi in Initial D doesn't look that short though.
Nah, he doesn't. But, and it's the haircut as well. It's the haircut which really threw me off, because I understand a lot of, again, 20 years down the line, everyone's going to change their hairstyle. Understandable. But it looks nothing like him. It just, it feels like they nerfed him a little bit, is what I feel. It feels like the Jotaro in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, where part three, he's like fucking hench as hell and he looks super cool. And then by part like six or whatever, he's like, who the fuck is this? It's a complete,
well, part six he looked closer to the way he did in part three. It's part four where you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
where he's like, you know, like skinny and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, they nerfed Jotaro a lot more over, like over the series, 100%. Like, yeah,
but I suppose fitting in theme with everything we've said so far about MF Ghost, I guess you kind of have to, right?
Yeah,
like they downplay Takumi a lot now, you know, like he's the tragic rallyist. He's had to retire, you know, now he's not as special as this new kid.
Yeah, so again, he's not the main star of the show, and if you made him that main star, then it takes away from your main character.
Well, then it would just be Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah,
it,
you bring Takumi back in and you're like, oh, okay, like I don't give a shit about Kanata anymore, show me more Takumi.
Literally, it'd be Dragon Ball Super where it's just the Takumi show.
Yeah. And if you, like, underplay Takumi, then you get a Jotaro Part 6 kind of thing where he's just nerfed and you're like, oh, okay, I don't really care about Takumi anymore. It made him shit. I mean, I don't know how much you've read further in the manga as well where you got to. Like, where the anime ends, how much further did you get? Like, was it, like, a couple arcs or was it, like, more races or...?
I think when I stopped, they were on the third official race.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah.
And I think I'd read to the end of the third official race or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So, God knows where it is now. It's been years since I've read it.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, basically reading it, like, as it was coming out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, life got in the way. So I stopped reading it. But, yeah, from where I read, we've got some interesting stuff going on. Like, I think I basically have read up until the next race, so probably what will be season two or part of season two at least.
Yeah, I can imagine what season two probably cover would be probably those two races. I imagine.
Yeah,
if it is 13 episodes again, I reckon they'll cover those two races.
Yeah, if it's 13 episodes again, then it's we'll probably, yeah, I think I read two more races.
Yeah,
so like it'd probably be those. It's gonna be interesting because then I'll watch it all again.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, I don't know what's happening now. Oh my God.
And then we'll be on the same level of MF Ghost. How mad is that? Yeah. That's cool.
That is cool. But you know what I want? What I want now? Because Initial D had amazing arcade games.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't want arcade games.
Yeah.
What I want is MFG racing games. Come on, please.
Do you think it'd be well, though? Because I imagine if anyone's going to do it, it'd probably be Bandai Namco that does it.
Well, Sega own the Initial D video game license.
Is it?
Because they're the ones who make all the arcade machines.
Okay, yeah.
And Initial D arcade machines are awesome. They're so good. But I want MFG. I want MFG, like, home console games. Like, I don't even need you to make it so it's like, oh, you are Kanata, right?
Yeah.
You can just do it so we're just some random person taking part in MFG. That's what I want.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, I think you could, like, even just doing those races and, like, kind of, like, I can see that working out, like, building your way through MFG is quite cool. Because this is one thing, like, because again, like when MFG first starts, it's kind of trying to get into that top 15.
Yeah.
And he smashes it. Like, well, he kind of smashes it. Like, one guy gets disqualified and that's how he gets in. But, but like, it'd be like, imagine playing through that. It'd be like, oh, you can't jump into the top 15 just yet. You need to build your way up and like all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? Like, it could be like every other racing game. You can upgrade your car, buy a new car, whatever, whatever, right? But it's you... as a game, if it was you trying to build your way through MFG, wouldn't that be cool?
Be cool.
Plus, then you have all the cool anime sections, because it would be like Beckenbauer's like, in the lower third, Beckenbauer's face comes in and he's like, you're shit.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck you, Beckenbauer, I will beat you. And he's like, in your dreams, shit boy.
Imagine just a trash talk button. Oh, fuck you, bitch.
Eat my shizer, shizer boy.
Jesus, yeah, go proper like racist.
Yeah, but like, would you not be like...
Yeah. I get you.
Like, that'd be cool.
Mm.
And then saying that, on top of that, like, you know, I want these initial D arcade machines... or the game, give me a home release. I want this fucking drifting game, man.
I reckon, like, you go to Japan, I reckon there's, right now more than ever, there'll definitely be some more MF Ghost stuff.
Hopefully.
100%, because having released that anime so recently, that representation's going to be bigger than ever. And, like, well, you'd hope so anyway, with it. I don't know to what scale it is, and I'm sure it is still popular.
I don't know.
But yeah, it's so hard to tell. I mean, you still got your weekly jump series is still like riding high, and then you got your isekai stuff.
I mean, to me though, like that kind of merchandise is not as interesting. Like Pepe will remember when we went in 2019, I was specifically searching for the initial D, like secondhand, obviously, because they're old. But do you remember I was looking for the Tomi Takara diecast cars when we went to secondhand stores?
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of merchandise you'll end up finding. And I'm like, not chatting shit on these cars. They're still cool. But I mean, like, at least to me, where it's like hard to find old 90s cars, right? JDM cars, like the FD, the AE86, the FC.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, oh, it's a modern GT86.
Yeah.
It's a Ferrari. It's like the cars are like already made and they're not that cool to collect, because it's kind of like,
it's a different vibe. It doesn't have that kind of, yeah. But well, you never know. See what happens. Again, I still think that right now, like, MF Ghost is probably going to have the most representation it will have, especially with the anime coming out this year. Like, I reckon you'll find some stuff there. 100%.
I mean, it also won't stop me if I manage to get over there and see some cool MF Ghost stuff. It's not going to stop me from buying it.
Yeah.
But
is there anything else you have to say about MF Ghost before we wrap this up, Nathan?
I don't think I can gush anymore.
Yeah.
And I think it's obvious. I think you already said it, but it's going to be obvious. I'm going to say watch this.
Oh, I think it just like goes to the whole series. And like, even without finishing Initial D, I would recommend this. I'd be like, yep, 100% jump in. Like we've both said, you don't need that Initial D prior knowledge to watch this. You might miss out on some references or whatever, but you still have a very good time getting into the series. So I agree with Nathan, 100% give this a shot. And again, this is like, I feel Nathan would recommend this anyway. He's recommended it to me.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is like coming from someone that would never expect to get into it. It is a really good series. The pacing is like, it's some really good pacing to it. Again, it kept me wanting to watch more and more as the episodes go on. So like, anyone that is any doubt, 100% give this a shot. Pepe and Nathan proved.
All of that's made me so happy.
Yeah. Now I'm waiting.
Honestly, the last episode and this episode, like, it's just, I'm just so happy, because it's like, you never want to recommend series that mean so much to you and then have your friend turn around and be like, that was shit, because you would crumble under it.
All of this, all of me gushing about Initial D and MF Ghost, all this to come to Nathan watching Nisekoi or reading Nisekoi, like, this is fucking awful. All of this to be like, Nathan's going like,
wow, you gotta call me out like that. You gotta do me dirty like that.
It's gonna happen. You know what it is. And I, because I, again, I know what Nathan's tastes are like, and I there's that bit in my mind, like, I'm gushing about this, saying, yeah, this is cool. They like, but I just have that feeling Nathan's gonna be like, nah, this ain't it.
I'm a different person than I was back then. I'm a little more accommodating now. So, yeah. And like you said in the episode, thanks to Cultured Boys doing this, I've been exposed to a lot more that I'm not normally used to. I might actually like it now. I don't know.
Who knows? Well, keep an eye out for that episode, guys. And again, thank you for listening, guys. Remember, we've got our X and our podcast platforms. So we'll see you next time for another Cultured Boys episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.